just want to read through the roster. I want to get to know the names. So, Mark Abelman?
Yeah.
Mayor.
Mayor Abelman. Okay, Daniel Aaron?
Yeah.
Ari Barkatz?
He's not an issue.
Ari Shannon? Joshua Beer? Abram Bodzin? I said the name wrong, correct me. Joseph Graham? Ari Brown? Jordan Cohen? Ethan Dalva? Joshua Daniels?
Yeah.
Okay. Leon? It's actually Leon. Ethan Drazen? Aaron Englander?
Ari.
Ari. Yossi Faraday? Rudy Fina? Ari Gattano?
He's coming. He's at Alberto.
He's where?
Alberto got married yesterday.
Oh, very nice. Moshe Giloni? Andrew Haberman? Jordan Hirschfeld? No, I'm Jassy. Matan Kronfeld? William Lowy?
Zev.
Toby Marcus, Jacob Melman, Joseph Muggleman, Jonathan Matichin, Matichin. How do you say it?
What?
How do you say it? Tani. Joseph Musheyev, Yona Olson,
Jonathan.
Nathan Payman, Keaton Pinshaw, Leo Rubin, Alexander Schlesinger, Doug Schlossberg,
Toby,
okay. David Schmidt, Ethan Schneier, Max Schneier. Raziel Sigmund, Sally Weisel. Say it.
What?
Sally?
Yeah.
Okay. So I sent out the write up the last 2 years. It's just I didn't proofread it at all, so I'm sure it's full of typos. If you see any typos, I would appreciate it if you let me know. I also want to stress at the beginning, with so many new guys, I want to stress it's very important to read through the notes. I mean, to really be mastech in the shiur, there's three elements that you need to do. First is to prepare the Gemara al derech, what I spoke about the other day. Go through the Shachar Tari about that, Gemara Shitaisis, the Rosh Ramban, whatever happened with Chaim, whatever we're doing, to do it. To come to Seder one day and you don't know what to do, you know, it doesn't look like we're going any further and you don't have anything in particular to look up. You can never go wrong by just saying over again with Havana the Shakta Vitaya of the Shakta Vitaya Baal Peh, the Havana, and we take that every time you do it, if you do it right, conscientiously and thoughtfully, every time you do it, you'll come out with new, you'll see new things. So that's number one. Number two is, of course, to come this year, pass the beer, come to Seder. And the third is to read, is to go over the notes. That's the three things together. If you do those three things together, assuming that you're ready to be in the shiur, not everybody's ready to be in the shiur. It's not such a shiur demands certain things, but assuming that you're ready to be in the shiur, if you do those three things, then you should be feel hatzlacha and a tailless. Okay, so a few things. First of all, we saw yesterday. I wanted to say yesterday that the sheet of the Ramban is that even though time in Mamoshoi is deraisa. But only if it's a kezayis b'chtei achilas pas. If you don't have a kezayis b'chtei achilas pas, then it's not called mamasha. That's how I want to explain the Ramban. So the emes is, the basic fact that the Ramban holds, that if you don't have a kezayis b'chtei achilas pas by time in mamasha, if it's not osu midiraisa, it's not like a chatzis shiur, it's osu midiraisa. It's only osu midirabonon, it's kemat mefurish in Ramban. Because the Ramban, I didn't point this out yesterday, but the Ramban, at the beginning of the Ramban, the Ramban's lashon is, well, not at the very beginning, But the Ramban's blushing when he's setting up the question, what's going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like all you need is nice and time. You don't need a kazayis b'tei achilas pras. So the lashon of the Ramban is, it's in the paragraph that starts with oikim kamri, at the end of the paragraph. So the Ramban says... No, before that. Right? So the paragraph, shaminu minot, before that, shaminu hashto. No, that's not it either. I don't know what are the pages is. Yeah, here it is. Homas Nisan. The paragraph, the second paragraph, Homas Nisan. So at the end of the paragraph, the Ramban says, that it's mashman in the Mishnah that all you need is that the chita should be nice and tam. You don't need anything more than that. We hold that even when you have time in Mamashai, is it in the Eraisa, Kazayas Bechdechilas Pras? If you don't have Kazayas Bechdechilas Pras, then it's not also in the Eraisa at all. And therefore he says so over here, and he the time of the bottle, but he kara iris. So first in this Ramban, the Ramban doesn't say that if you don't have kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it's a chat yishir and you're not loike. The Mishnah Chal is not talking about malchus. The Ramban says that if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, if you do have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, that's the nidun of Abaye and of Yochanan and the Sugim Sochem, whether a kazayis b'tei achilas pras is a tzirif midiraisa. But if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, is the Ramban, then it's a dova posture that it's lav deraisa, you're not able. It's mafurish in the Ramban that by the din of time in Mamashoy, if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, even if kazayis b'tei achilas pras works, but it only works when you have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras. If you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it's lav deraisa, it's not also at all. And the goyin is medayek this. The goyin in Yoredei and Simon Tzadikhes Simon Kotan Vav says also that Das Ramban. I don't know if the guy had the Ramban inside, but the Rosh quotes the whole Ramban. Das Ramban is that if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it's not also midiraisa. And so some of the Ramban and Yevamos, a few more Mekomos, Ramban and Yevamos pay beis and with beis. It says beferish the kol she'en shem kazayis b'tei achilas pras, kevin the hashda miyas the rabbanon hu amrinon shani oimer. He's referring back to that Gemara himself. That Shani Omer Truma of Nafal Tchulam Utechulam Nafal, and Abaye asked, "L'chol is a kizayis b'tei achilas pras? If kizayis b'tei achilas pras is the raisa, how could you say Shani Omer?" If I wanted to prove from there that kizayis b'tei achilas pras and the raisa is not a tzir, but Akapanim says there Ramban, you see that, and the Gemara answers that Truma was man says there Ramban. Akapanim says there Ramban, you see that where it's also in the raisa, you don't say Shani Omer. And you see that and you only say, and it's also midiraisa because of kazayis b'tei achilas pras. That was Abai's argument. That you see, you say shani omer. It must be that even when you have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it doesn't work. Even when you have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it's not a tzir of midiraisa. It's like you didn't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras. So that the gemara is leicha, and we all kazayis b'tei achilas pras is a tzir of midiraisa. And you would not say shani omer except by truma b'zmanas hadravonah. But when you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, then it still comes out that if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, then that's takanat deraisa, and that's why you could say shani omer. But the whole thing, that whole segment is mefurish in Ramban, that he's mechirch from the sugya of shani omer, from the sugya m'sochem, that you need to have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, not only for malchus, not only for the shik kazayis to be like it, but you need to have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras in order for it to be also midiraisa at all. And if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, then it's not also midiraisa, it's only also midarbonin, and that's why you can say shani omer. And likewise, the Rashba there in Yevamos also, Pei Bezim with Beis, has the same thing. He says, if you have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, then it's also midiraisa, and then you can't say roim. But if you don't have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras, kevin ta'ataru b'tei rabbonon arminan shani leimah. So, Farish in Ramban and in Rashba, that when there's less than kazayis b'tei achilas pras, it's only in this rabbonon. So I saw the Yeskestir in Rashba. That the Rashba, here the Rashba says, like the Ramban, that when you don't have kazayis b'tei achilas pras, when you don't have kazayis b'tei achilas pras, you could, then it's only also it's tarubosi midrabbanan. It's not also midraisa. But there are other aspects. There are aspects of Chulin, Tzadik, Chesem, and Beis. Says that the din of Tam Ke'ikir is even if you don't have a Kazayis B'Chayek Lispas. If Tam Ke'ikir is the Raisa. He's discussing that the Machlek is Rashi and the other Rishon is Tam Ke'ikir. Some Rishon are passing Tam Ke'ikir the Raisa. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh. Rashi, the Ramban, hold Tam Ke'ikir is only Midrabbanan and Midrabbanan. We don't pass on Tam Ke'ikir. So the Rosh, when he's talking, the Rashi rather, in Chulim Tzadik Ches, when he's talking about it, he says, V'chein Yesh Lohavi Raya L'Rashi. The Tam Kik is only the Rabbanon. From the Gemara about Kizayis Mechay Chilas Pras. But the Gemara says, if Kizayis Mechay Chilas Pras is the Raisa, so why do we say Shani Omer? The Im Iso says the Rashi, Im Iso, if Rashi's right, if Rashi's wrong, and if Tam Kik is the Raisa, so then Kevin the Iko Kedena Sin is Tam, so then who cares if it's Kizayis Mechay Chilas Pras? The Kitzur, the Rashba says that in the din of Kazayis Mechay Chilas Pras, it doesn't make a difference if this is, if in the din of Tam Ke'ikir, it makes no difference if you have a Kazayis Mechay Chilas Pras or not. And therefore, he says, what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's a riot to Rashi that we don't pass on Tam Ke'ikir. Because if we pass on Tam Ke'ikir, who cares if this is a, the Gemara Pesach makes it sound like that's only also midrash if you have a Kazayis Mechay Chilas Pras. That's the whole Abayi Shani Omer. That whole discussion is mashma. That in order to be also midrash, you need a Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras. Says the Rashba, if you hold Tam Ke'ikir, who cares if you have a Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras? The Rashba says this in a few other places as well. In the notes, I'll put it in the Mara Mechemes. So Chayesh and Rashba, that by if you hold from Tam Ke'ikir, then it makes no difference if Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras, if you have a Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras, you don't have. So I saw in some contemporary sermon that yes, the Steer and Rashba, Manashach, does the Rashba hold Chatzishir is also Day Tarevis? Or is it not also Day Tarevis? If Chatzishir Day Tarevis is also, so then why by time of the Moshe, do you need Kizayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras? And if Chatzishir Day Tarevis is Mutter, then even by Tam Ke'ikir, Lemaisa, if you have a, even if it's nice in time, but if you don't have a Shir, you don't have a Shir of Tam, so then it's only a Chatzishir, so then it should be Mutter? Because the person who, the people who ask the steer, they're thinking in terms of Chatzishir Bal Yedei Tarevis. Is there Chatzishir Bal Yedei Tarevis? Is there not Chatzishir Bal Yedei Tarevis? Seems to be a steer in Rashba. But the way I explained yesterday, it's not a steer at all. There is Chatzishir Bal Yedei Tarevis. The Amman agrees it's Chatzishir Bal Yedei Tarevis. But there's no din of timing of Mamoshoi when you don't have Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras. Because part of the definition of Mamoshoi is that it has to be Kazayis B'Chayek Chilas Pras. And that's how the Ramban read Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Taimu yom Mamoshe loyken olov v'zeu kizayis b'chayek chilas pras." It's part of the definition of Mamoshe. It's not a general din that Chatzishir al yedei tarevis is mutter. In general, Chatzishir al yedei tarevis might be also as Chatzishir. It's a din specifically by taimu yom Mamoshe that Mamoshe, the chashivus of Mamoshe, is only when you have a kizayis b'chayek chilas pras. Later, the Rashi was gavald. The Rashi says, "If you pass in tam ke'ikir." So you don't need mamosha. That's the definition. That's what tam kikir means. That means even if you have a disembodied tam, you don't have mamosha at all. Tam kikir is also. Right? That's pshat tam kikir. There's a kosa of mishras. That there's a kosa of tam kikir is also. Anything that tastes like isser is also. Whether you say nepach, you don't say nepach. The Rashba is not from the nepach people. We don't need nepach, but there's a din that the disembodied tam is also. So if you hold from tam kikir, who cares if you have a kazayas of tam? So remember we saw yesterday the Ramban, there was such a thing as a kazayis of tam. Such a strong tam that it tastes like a kazayis called the kazayis of tam. So if I had to be lucky, we need a kazayis of tam. But even if you don't have a kazayis of tam, it's still a chatzishir, it's still also min ha-tarev. Because chatzishir is also, it doesn't matter. Who cares alidei tarev, it's not alidei tarev, it's chatzishir is also. So if tam kikir is also midiraisa, then chatzishir is also midiraisa. But if chatzishir, if tam kikir is not also midiraisa, tam kikir is only drabonon, like Rashi, so then what's also midiraisa? Only taimu mamoshoi, and that's a Rashi and Rabban learned of Yechanon. Tam kikir is not also midiraisa. But taimu mamoshoi is also v'leikanolo. That's not midin tam kikir. It's a new din of taimu mamoshoi. Then, so Rabbi Yochanan said, taimu mamoshoi is only zel kazayis b'techil espas. It's only called mamoshoi when you have a kazayis b'techil espas. So this basic idea, this reading of the Rabban is, I think Mefurish in Rashba, and in Rambam. So I'll tell you an interesting thing. The Ran, if I remember correctly, the Ran and Chulun there in Tzarek Ches, the Ran, I think, holds the time of Moshe is also... He also has time in Moshe, this Ramban about time in Moshe, and he says it's also even if there's no Kazakhs, but they have Aschatzish. You won't be like it, but it'll be awesome. And yesterday I thought this totally in the machlekes yishayin by tarivus chometz. When you don't have a gezais bechil achilis pas by chometz, so the Rif says that it's not also you're not like it because there's no gezais bechil achilis pas. So the Ritva in Pesachim Chav Gimel brought a machlekes yishayin. But is it also midirais? Is it also midrabanan? Is it also midirais l'chatzis here or not? So l'chara what's totally is totally in this machlekes. Time in mamashu when you don't have gezais bechil achilis pas. So yesterday, sorry to talk. L'chora, the Ramban has a Gemara Mufureshes. L'chora, it's a Gemara Mufureshes. The timing of Moshe is mutter if you don't have Gezayis B'cheich L'Spas. The Gemara about Royim. The Gemara about Shani Oimer. The Gemara B'sachem and Dalet. But how do you read the Gemara B'sachem and Dalet if you don't hold like the Ramban? The Gemara B'sachem and Dalet says, Rabbi Yochanan said there's such a thing as Gezayis B'cheich L'Spas. The concept of Gezayis B'cheich L'Spas. Sabai said, if there's such a concept of Gezayis B'tei Achilles Pras, so when you have a social, when you have this, the kupa fell into the saw, when the meducha fell into the pot, so we say, Shani Oime with the chumla techumanophel, chulun techumanophel, well, it's Gezayis B'tei Achilles Pras. Says Sabai, if Gezayis B'tei Achilles Pras is a deraisetic concept, so then why do I have a right to say Shani Oime? So Raya says Abai that there's no such thing as Gezayis B'chilas Pras. Even if you have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras, there's no tzirifetz as if you didn't have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras. So that's why you could say Shani Oimer. The Gemara is Doicha Shani Tumim B'zman Azed, they're Rabbanon. And the Maskana seems to be that Abai also agreed in the end that there is such a thing as Gezayis B'chilas Pras. But the point, it's Mefurish in Gemara, that if you don't have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras, or even if you do, but like the way Abai thought in the Havamina, that it doesn't help because there's no tzirif of Gezayis B'chilas Pras. So it's as if you didn't. So it's a first thing about that then you have a right to say Shani Yomer. Why do you have a right to say Shani Yomer? Because then, L'chayr, it's only also Midir Abon. But what happened in the Nuchat Yishir also Midir Torah? L'chayr, it's Muchuch to Derel Al Derech to Ramban. It's Muchuch that it must be that we don't hold from Tam Kikir and we hold from Taimim Mamoshi and Taimim Mamoshi needs Kazayas B'tei Achilles Pras because otherwise it lacks in Mamoshi. But what are the other Rishonim going to do with Hekumah? Those Yishanim hold that you have time in Moshe even by the Ram, for example, who holds that there's time in Moshe even when you don't have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras. Or for that matter, the Rishanim will hold from Tam Kikir. We're passing Tam Kikir. Tam Kikir, we don't have this Chiluk to Mamoshe, not Mamoshe. She's not Mamoshe, Tam Kikir. Those Yishanim are passing Tam Kikir, they're Isa. I've been a Tam. Those Yishanim will hold that Tam Kikir, they're Isa. So how do they read the Gemara? Who cares if you do have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras? You don't have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras. It's Tam Ki'ikir, and even if you don't have a Gezayis of Tam, but it's a Chatzishir. Chatzishir is also Midat Torah. How do they read the words of the Gemara? So yesterday I also told you that this is part of the Mokifer of Chaim Kohn, who says that even though there is a Din of Tam Ki'ikir, but you only say Tam Ki'ikir when you have a Gezayis of Tam Ki'ikir, which is a very radical thing. You suddenly got it out of this Gemara. But not everybody agrees to Rav Chaim Kohn. It's mashman the Rosh to Rebbeinu Tam. The Rosh that we saw in Chava. It's mashman the Rosh that Rebbeinu Tam is Chalik and Rav Chaim Kohn. He says, you always say Tam Ki'ikir. So what does he do with the Gemara? So who cares if you do have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras? You don't have a Gezayis B'chilas Pras. If Tam Ki'ikir, you don't need Mamoshoi. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So I found the Rash in Tful Yom, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Yes, the Kasha. He holds Tam Ki'ikir. But he's going there at least, like the Rishonim, that there is such a thing as Tam Ki'ikir. And he asks himself, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Who cares if you do have Kazayis B'Tech? Even if Kazayis means Kazayis of Tam. But who cares if you have it or not? It's Chatzishir. Chatzishir is also in the Ramesh Diskasha, the Rash asks. So first the Rash wants to say that maybe you don't say Chatzishir Ali Beit HaRavis. Maybe Taka General did. Chatzishir Ali Beit HaRavis. That's Mamoshe. We're not going Mamoshe. One Tam Kikir. Just a general rule, like those Achronim want to say that there's no such thing as Chatzishir Ali Dei Tarevus. Maybe it's a Chazin Mitzarufe. You keep eating more of the same, it's not going to be Mitzarev to a Shir. Whatever the Havan is, but the Rash suggests such a thing. That maybe in general you don't say Chatzishir Ali Dei Tarevus. So the Rashi says it can't be, and he has a Beferish Gemara. I'm going to show you the Gemara in a sec. But he says a Beferish Gemara that Chatzis Yehuda Day Tarevus is awesome. So then after Kushi Uduchta, so we're back to square one. So the Rashi says you have to say, very big Duchin, you have to say that Abaye over there, it's Abaye talking, that Abaye held like Reish Lakish, that Chatzis Yehuda is Mutter. It's not like a Sevierchen Reish Lakish in the end of Yom Ha'fi. If Chatzis Yehuda is also Menatar or Mutter Menatar. So we, of course, pass on like a Sevierchen and Chatzis Yehuda is also Menatar. Reish Lakish disagrees. Abaye apparently held like Reish Lakish. So therefore, Abaye thought if Kizayis, if there's no such thing as Kizayis Mutter Echilas Pras, so then it's only a Chatzis Yehuda. Chatzis Yehuda is Mutter, you can say Shani Yehuda. Very big Duchin, but you see, the Rashi was pressed to the wall. So what's his Gemara? He entertained this notion. Maybe there's not just thing as Chatzis Shira Al Yedei Tarevus. So he says, no, he has a Beferish Gemara. Very strong, right? There's a Gemara in Chulin Sadek Ches. What's the Maisa Shoy, the Gemara? You know he has a Maisa here. Sadek Ches, I'm going Gemara Chulin. When you're a rabbi, they give you new gemaras every time. I seem to always work for outfits. They give me. I used to work for art school. I got all the art school gemaras for free. Now I work for IU, so I get all the rabbi place the other gemaras for free. Gemara is a story. The middle of Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Habu Palga Dezeisa De Tarba. There was a half a zayis of chaylev. The nofal b'dikulu de bistro, and it fell into a pot of meat. Sovem Mar Barvashi l'shuri b'tlosim. So Rav Ashi, my Rav Ashi wanted to be makel that since it's only half a zayas, so maybe you don't need a full shear of shishim. We haven't talked about bittul b'shishim at all, but we all know about bittul b'shishim. So he wanted to say, well, since it's only half a zayas, you only have to be mevatel it b'shleishim. Not shleishim zaysim. That would be 1/60. Shleishim half zaysim. He thought that for a chatzis shear, there's a smaller ratio of bittul. When you have a shear sholem of a zayas, that you need to have 1/60. But when you have less than a kazayis, it's enough to have 1/30. That's what he thought. Amalei Abua, so Rav Ashi said to him, Lav aminu lach, didn't I tell you? Like tezalzel b'shiuri derabonim? You shouldn't be mezalzel in the shiurim. But derabonim made shiurim of shishim. So first of all, derabonim said 60. You can't play games and make side that, well, here it's only a shayla, but derabonim, only a chatzis shiur, I'm going to be mekel, I'm going to say 1/30. Chazal said 1/60. You can't be mezalzel in the shiur. You can't play fast and loose. Vaid. Furthermore, it's not a Issa Derabbanan, it's an Issa Deraisa, because even though it's half a Zayas, but Chatzis Shiur is also Menatayah. And this is a Chatzis Shiur Al Yedei Tarevus. This half a Zayas fell into a Dikul of the Bistro, fell into a pot of meat. So it's Al Yedei Tarevus. We'll be Mishara 1/60, 1/30. Obviously, it's a Tarevus. So you have a Beferish Gemara that Chatzis Shiur Al Yedei Tarevus is awesome. Says the Rashi, you see from here, the Mokar, that Chatzis Shiur Al Yedei Tarevus is awesome. Very strong right. I mean, it's Mamish Rai Shein Al Yachul. Okay, fine. That's why the Rashi takes it back. He retracts. If you want to entertain the Chatzis Shiur Al Yedei Tarevus is Mutter. And he says, here, the Ferish Gemara is not true. So he had to say, well, maybe a Bai holds like Yesh Lokesh Chatzis Shiur is Mutter. But this Gemara is also a Kashi in the Ramban. Because this Gemara, this case over here, L'chor is Taimi Mamasha. I think it's machlekes shoyne. Chelish shini moya kazakul time and malashi or time and v'leim amosha. There's a Rashi. Rashi says that Rashi here in Avodah Zarah and Samach Zayin. Rashi says that chelish shini moya is time and v'leim amosha. Since it's nimoya and it's melted away into the salad, so it's called time and v'leim amosha. I think the Ramban is chelish. I have to double check. But I believe the Ramban is chelish, and the Ramban holds that's called time and amosha. I have to double check because otherwise there's no kasha. If it's time of Lema Moshe, then we're good. It's time of Lema Moshe anyway, so it's not, there's no problem. But But if you hold that chayla shenimayach is taimu mamoshal, so the chayla it's mefarish in this gemara that taimu mamoshal, there was no zayis. It was only half his zayis. If the Ramban is right, that for the din of taimu mamoshal, you need a kezayis b'tei chilas pras. So doesn't that mean you need a kezayis? I mean, to have a kezayis b'tei chilas pras, you need to have a kezayis. And here there wasn't even a kezayis to begin with. So chayla, if you don't have a kezayis to begin with, it's not a kezayis b'tei chilas pras. So it's not mamoshal. So it should only be also midrabon. But the gemara says it's chatishi, it's also midatar. The same way it's a kasha, and the same way that Rash says that this Gemara is a proof that in general you don't say chatzishi oli day tarayvus. The Chayyur is also a proof, lagabi the specific din of taimi mamashay, that here you have a case of the Chayyur, a case of taimi mamashay. Again, that's arguable, but the Chayyur is a case of taimi mamashay, and it's not a kezayis b'chdei achilas pas, because it wasn't even a kezayis. How could it be kezayis b'chdei achilas pas? So where's the mamashay? Suggestion. Again, we're in the world of the Ramban. So the Ramban doesn't care so much about Tam Kikr because the Ramban holds a Tam Kikr, all the Amaribas, right? Don't hold from Tam Kikr. Fine, we're not worried about Tam Kikr. We're only worried about Taimi Mamosha. But this is a case, the Chayr of Taimi Mamosha. I mean, if it wasn't Taimi Mamosha, then I wouldn't have to come out to the fact that it's a Chasvi Shir. If it wasn't Taimi Mamosha, then it would just be Taimi Balei Mamosha. Anyway, only also Midrabban.
Enough taste as if it were if there was
a Yibahan. That's what I want to say. There's a chiddush, but yeah. The chiddush, with the chiddush, you have to speak. You also
is it
case
bas v'chalav or is it
chiddush? No, it's chaylev and bas. Agalucha, just in parentheses, according to Rashi, the chaylev shini mayach is taimai v'loy mamoshoi. So I don't know, how does he read this Gemara? The Gemara, why did the Gemara have to come out to the fact that it's a chatzi shir? The Gemara Rashi wanted to be mekel because it's a chatzi shir. So he told him, yeah, but chatzi shir is also min atayr. Why didn't the Gemara say he was mekel? Because even if chatzi shir is also min atayr, but here it's not also min atayr, it's only taimai v'loy mamoshoi. Taimi v'lei mamoshoi is only Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr, the Rashi holds, is only the Rabbana. Pool Amarei Basroi hold, Tam Kikr is only the Rabbana. So it's anyway, only the Rabbana. It's not the Madonna, but it's not our Nidun. Maybe we'll worry about it sometime in the future. But a Kaponim, I'm saying, if you hold that Chelev Shini Moyach is Taimi mamoshoi, it is Taimi mamoshoi. So it says here Beferish in the Gemara that even if you have less than the Kezayis, it's still called Taimi mamoshoi. It's still also midrash, sells chatzis shir. Why? If either Ramban, taimi moshi has to be kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So the chayyur you have to answer. The chayyur you have to answer that there was a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Because even though it was only a chatzis zayis that fell in, but kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a proportion. It's a ratio. Figure out what the ratio is, depends on how much beitzim, how many zeisim are in a beitzim. Let's say there's two zeisim in a beitzim, and a pras is three beitzim. Both assumptions are debatable, but let's just say it doesn't make a difference. So kezayis b'chei achilas pras is a proportion of 1 to 6. So that's what you need. Kezayis b'chei achilas pras means a proportion of 1 to 6. So here there was, we could say that the case was that it was a kezayis b'chei achilas pras, meaning it was only a half a zeis, but maybe the pot of meat only had half a pras. So it was still a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and that's enough to be called mamoshe. So there's a few nekudos here that I'm mechudosh. First of all, this is again a big siyuta was saying that the Ramban shita that when you have less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it's not also min ha'Torah, because it's not called, it's not because of a general din of chatzis shir al yedei tarayvus. If it was because of a general sort of chatzishir al yedei tarivus, it's still a chatzishir al yedei tarivus, like the Rashi. You know, it may have the proportion of kazayis pekele prat. It does have the portion, doesn't have the portion. It's only a chatzishir. You could eat the whole pot, and it's only a chatzishir. So if it was a general, concept that chatzishir al yedei tarivus is mutter, that's a lot of shlokah from this gemara. The Rashi is 100% right. From this gemara, you see chatzishir al yedei tarivus is awesome. But now, since we're saying that that's not the shot on the Ramban doesn't hold that chatzishir al yedei tarivus in general is mutter. By Tam Kikah, for example, you could have a chatzishir and it'll be also. If you hold like Tfilah or Tanoim, hold from Tam Kikah deraisa, the Ramban would agree that that chatzishir is also like we saw in the Rashba. That was the answer to the steer in the Rashba. Taimim Amoshi, if you don't hold from Tam Kikah and you only hold from Taimim Amoshi, then you need a kazayis b'chei tilas pas, because otherwise it's not Mamoshi. But if you hold from Tam Kikah, so who cares about Tam kazayis b'chei tilas pas? It's a chatzishir. So in this Gemara Avada, it's a chatzishir al yedei tarivus, is not an excuse, it's still chatzishir. But the Ramban is saying a din in mamoshoi, that to be called taimim mamoshoi, you have to have a kazayis b'chei achilas pras. So now we're being wasif. That doesn't mean that you need a kazayis. It's not that you need a kazayis b'chei achilas pras because you have to be able to eat a kazayis in the shira achilas kazayis. It's not because you need to be able to eat a kazayis. It's because you need the proportion of kazayis b'chei achilas pras, and if you don't have the proportion of kazayis b'chei achilas pras, then it doesn't count as mamoshoi. So this is a tesefis havona, or a tesefis detail. It says the Tosefta's detail in the Ramban, that the Ramban shita that taimim mamoshi requires kezayis b'chei achilas pras does not mean that you need a kezayis. It means you need the sheer of density of concentration of kezayis b'chei achilas pras. But half a zayis and half a pras is also called a kezayis b'chei achilas pras, and that would also be taimim mamoshi and would be also min ha-Torah as chatzishir.
Isn't
a
bayit containing the possibility that it's
bottle
b'shlishim, the
b'shorshim? Mar
Baravashi
was it?
Mar Baravashi. Oh, sorry. Either way,
he thought it's bottle b'shlishim because it's only chatzishir, it's only derabbanan. So his father said to him, but Rav Yochanan said chatzishir is also meratah.
Okay. Why are we allowed to play with this year?
No, we're not. Rav Ashi said we're not allowed to play with the shira. Rav Ashi wanted to play with the shira. I don't know why he wanted to play with the shira, but he thought that chatzishir is mutter minatara apparently, and therefore you can play with the shira. And his father said to him, "Hey, you can't play with shira even if it only be the rabbanon." And number two, it's not the rabbanon; it's the raisa because chatzishir we hold like a yochanan, and the chatzishir is also minatara. What did Rav Ashi think? I don't know. That's not our business.
Isn't he just thinking that it's the ratio?
No, the Gemara is not talking about kazayis v'chayilis. The Gemara is not busy about kazayis v'chayilis. The Gemara is busy with chatzishir. At the end of the day, it's a chatzishir. It's only a chatzizayis. You can eat the whole pot. It's only a chatzizayis. It is a chatzishir. But that Rabbi Yochanan said, who cares? Chatzishir is only to get. You only need a shir for Malkus. For Isser, chatzishir is also Isser. So I'm asking, fine, but it's what happened to kazayis b'chei achilas pras? If you need kazayis b'chei achilas pras, in order to be called mamoshoi, then every time you don't have a kazayis, forget the din of chatzishir. Chatzishir is also not a Torah. But if mamoshoi is defined by a kazayis, so here a chatzizayis and not a mamoshoi. The answer is, it is mamoshoi. Mamoshoi is not defined by a kazayis. Mamoshi is defined by the ratio of kezayis b'chei achilas pas. When you have the ratio of kezayis b'chei achilas pas, that's it's a ratio that's called, you have mamoshis of Isser in the Tarevus. When you have a more sparse ratio, then that's not called kezayis b'chei achilas pas. But you don't need a kezayis.
As opposed to Bata B'shisha, which isn't a ratio, it's specifically
Moshe. Yeah.
Why is it only Bata 1 and 30? Shouldn't it be Bata 1 and 6?
Why don't we set up the ratio? I don't want to get hung up on Mar Bar Avashi. His father told him that he's wrong, and we don't have to. Mar Bar Avashi thought that Chatzishir is Mutter Minat Torah, and therefore you're allowed to be Mekel. Chazal made a shear 1 in 60, so he thought you can be Mekel and have a shear 1 in 30. Right, we'll learn the Sukkot 1 in 60, well, maybe we'll worry about what Mar Bar Avashi was thinking. That's not our business. We'll forget Mar Bar Avashi. I'm only interested in Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said that it's also Minat Torah because Chatzishir is also Minat Torah. So the Rashi said, oh, you see from here, chatzishir al yedei tarivus is still also minat Torah. That's 100% proof. But either Ramban says taimim that taimim mamoshi needs kezayis b'chei achilas pras, and this is taimim mamoshi, because tam kikker we don't hold from. The Ramban doesn't hold from. All amaroim, the Ramban holds of amaroim don't hold from tam from tam kikker. The Ratanoim hold from it. Amaroim basroi held it's only in esmach. So that's the shita of Ramban Rashi that we don't hold from tam kikker. So this we haven't learned it, but we're talking about him a lot. So the Ramban doesn't often Tam Kikar only Taimim Mamoshi, and we're saying that Mamoshi needs Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pas. And here it was only a Chatzizayis, so where's the Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pas? So that's what I'm saying, because chatzi zayis could be it, because it could be, because you can have a kezayis b'cheichilas pas, even if you only start with a chatzi zayis, as long as you only have a chatzi pas. So I want to go on, because there's a point that I want to make. So there's a chiddush here, though, in the havon and the lumbus. Because yesterday I said that why is mamushay defined by kezayis b'cheichilas pas? Like this whole sheet of the Raman, that in order to be called mamushay, you need a kezayis b'cheichilas pas. Otherwise, it's not mamushay. And if it's not mamushay, then it's time of alma and time kickers the rabbon. That's the sheet of the Raman. So the Raman says mamushay. That's why you read Rabbi Yochanan. Time of mamushay v'zeu kezayis b'cheichilas pas. If you don't have a kezayis b'cheichilas pas, it's not mamushay. So yesterday I said, because you need an Isser Sholem, to be Mamoshi you need a Heftz Sholem of Isser, and if you have less than a Kezayis of the Chechilis Pas, then it's not, you don't have a Shir Kezayis, it's not Mistarif to a Shir Kezayis, and if it's not Mistarif to a Shir Kezayis, then I don't have an Isser Sholem, and if I don't have an Isser Sholem, a Heftz Sholem Shil Isser, then that's not called Mamoshi. That's why I said it yesterday, if I remember correct. But that's no longer tenable. Because here you have a case where you don't have a chetz of a kezayis. You didn't have a kezayis to begin with. So you can't say that the reason why you need kezayis to achilas pas is because you need a kezayis. I don't have a kezayis with me. It's not that I need a chetz of shlema of a kezayis. So what is the pshat? The pshat apparently is that to be called mamoshay, I don't need a kezayis. I can have a chatzi zayis. But it would also be mamoshay. Chatzi shi mamoshay. Chatzi shi is also something. But to be called mamoshay, I need that the iser should be mitzaref with itself. To be, it has to be mitzaref to be one entity. And in order to be mitzaref, the sheer tziruf is kezayis b'chayachi l'spas. Different hadgosh. I don't need to get to a kezayis. I can start with half a kezayis and half a pas. But I need the iser, even if it's a chashishir. But in order for it not to be bottle, I need it to be time in my mashu. Because if it's not time in my mashu, it's going to be bottle the right. Because time kicker the rabbon. So in order for it not to be bottle, I need time in my mashu. And time in my mashu means A, that the Isser, I taste it. And number two, it's the mamashus of Isser, but not just mamashus of Isser. Mamashus of Isser means that the Isser is an entity. It's an independent entity that has time, and it has physicality, but it has to be mitzvah with itself. If it's not mitzaref with itself, it's just little atoms of mamoshes floating around. Then that's not called mamoshe. In order to be mamoshe, it has to have it has to be mitzaref with itself, and only then can I look at it as time u mamoshe. And the Ritva, I think I mentioned yesterday, the Ritva there in Avodah Zarah, Samach Zayin, by the sugya of time u mamoshe. The Ritva's lashon is the time u mamoshe is not bottle because it's kilu oimid be'enoy. It's as if it's not in the Tarevis. The mile of time in Mamosha that is not bottled in the Tarevis, Tam kickers the Rabbanon. So the fact that it's nice and Tam per se doesn't prevent bittle. So it should be bottled. What prevents it from being bottled? Since it's time in Mamosha, so somehow I look at a kilo, it's not Ma'uruv. I look at it as being, as having, it's in there, but it's not Ma'uruv. That's what it is. Taima Moshe, since it has these qualities, that it's timely, Moshe, so I look at it as kilo oimid ba'enoi. So that's only if you have a ktiruf, if it's mitztarif with itself. If it's mitztarif with itself, then it could be oimid ba'enoi. If it's not mitztarif with itself, it's not called that it's oimid ba'enoi. I think this is a big Tosefus Hamvon in the Ramban and Chala, going back to, that's what we started with. The Ramban and Chala who compares, he shtels to this concept that by kezayis b'chayei achilas pras, the iser is mitztarif with itself. That was the lashon Ramban. I'm not making up that lashon. That's the lashon Ramban. That when you have a kezayis b'chayei achilas pras and it's nice and tam, the iser is mitztarif with itself. So he said, who adin when you have an iser with chit and oiris and you don't have a kezayis b'chayei achilas pras, but since it's nice and tam, the chit is able to be goyer the oiris. So he started off mining shmitei tzolim. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other b'chal? So basically, so he said, because kezayis b'chayei achilas pras in the Rabban is a din in the chefts that has to be mitztarif to a shir kezayis. Now it's even better. It's not stamet that the din in this a din in the chefts has to be mitztarif to a shir kezayis. Granted, shir kezayis I don't need. It has to be mitztarif with itself. It has to have the koyach hatziruf, because it's only with the koyach hatziruf that is considered to be a strong enough entity that I can call it mamoshu, that it's not bottle v'roif. So I don't need kezayis. I need kezayis b'chayei achilas pas, because kezayis b'chayei achilas pas is a shear of tziruf. and a tam that has a tam that has a mamoshes with a koyach atziruf. He says kilu oimid be'enoy and it's not bottled the right. All the shyness of the Rambam. So Alterech says the Ramban by when you have an isa that was with chita and oires and gradi you don't have a gezayis the chayekli achilas pas. So I don't have the chita here can't be mitzaref with itself because I don't have the tziruf of gezayis with chayekilas pas. Says the Ramban, but here I have a different koyach atziruf. The chita doesn't have to be mitzaref with itself, but keeping mitzaref with the oires. And if we mitzaref with the oires, then the oires will be nigger acharov and it'll become one entity. And the levaiter won't be in a, it'll be oimid be'enoy, it won't be bottled roiv. In fact, it'll take over the whole isa. So he says it's the same thing. Just like when you have, normally you should say bitl b'roif. But when you have something which is nice and tam is not enough, tam kikir lav deraisa. But if you have something that's nice and tam, and it has mamoshes, and it has a koyach atziruf, those three things prevent bitl b'roif. Those are the three elements of tam and moshe. Tam, mamoshes, and koyach atziruf. Because kizayis b'chei bas is not a sheer kizayis. Kezayis v'chilas pas could be half a kezayis and half a pas. That's also kezayis v'chilas pas. Kezayis v'chilas pas is a sheer tziruf that is able to mistarif him atzmai. So that prevents bittul. Taimai mamoshoi with the fact that it's mistarif him atzmai, that makes it that it's oimid ve'enoi. Says the Ramban al derech ze over here by chita noiris. Chita noiris kezayis v'chilas pas. You don't have the tziruf of kezayis v'chilas pas to be mistarif him atzmai. But I have a different koyach tziruf. That the chita could be garda oiris. That also makes a kind of tziruf. It also makes the chita not disappearing into the taroiris, because it's mitzvah for the oiris to be all lechem. So you have the three things. I have tamay, and I have mamoshay, because it's not a disembodied tam. I have tamay, I have mamoshay, and I have a tziruf. Not the tziruf of his eyes be chayachilas vas, but I have the tziruf of ger. And those then, and that prevents the Spanish. I think it's even better now that the comparison there I'm about to make. Because it comes out kezayis b'tchei chilas pas, and not stam a shir to get a, it's not stam a tziruf to get out of shir kezayis. It's not a tziruf to get out of shir kezayis. I don't need a shir kezayis. I can have a half a kezayis of tarif. It's a tziruf to be mistarifim atzmi. Mamish lashon Ramban. That's the lashon Ramban. That by kezayis b'tchei chilas pas, it's mistarifim atzmi. It doesn't say it's mistarif to a shir kezayis. Loyal zeno donim. It's mistarifim atzmi. It's mistarifim atzmi to be called the oimid be'enoi. Like the Ritva's Lashon, Oymid Be'enot. It's Mitztarifim Atzmai to be Oymid Be'enot. So Al Derech Zeh, when you have Chita and Oyris, it's Mitztarifim Oyris to be Oymid Be'enot. It's Goyer the Oyris to be Oymid Be'enot. No, we ran out of time. This Bible today? Okay, good. We'll stop here. I want to do a kind. What I want to do Sunday is I want to talk about the Ramban at the end talks about the halacha like of Shimon and brings up Shimon Gamliel that need a shear of Hamish Shavon Kemach and the Yerushalmi's halacha of Shimon Gamliel. So first of all, I want to discuss that. The Rosh doesn't mention that. I want to discuss why the Rosh doesn't mention that and also how would the Rosh even understand it. That's number one. I just want to talk that through a little bit. And then there's the Rambam, the Rav Chaim's Rambam. The Rambam Paskins brings the Mishnah. And he also doesn't mention Rav Shimon Gamliel. Doesn't say anything about Rav Shimon Gamliel that you need a shir. So that's the Ravid asking the Rav Chaim. The Ravid asking the Rambam, and that's the Rav Chaim. The answer to the Ravid's kasha, why did the Rambam leave out Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha that you only say Greiro when you have a shir of Chamechus Ravoyim Kemach? So that's that launches is Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, you can say this in Tam Keker. Rav Chaim quotes a Gemara in Menachos. It's a long Rav Chaim. I don't know if the Elam started the Rav Chaim. Did the Elam start the Rav Chaim? It's a long Rav Chaim, but the Rav Chaim is already says it. So do the Rav Chaim. It might be worthwhile the first time around we do a Rav Chaim to skip the paragraph where he talks about the Gemara in Menachos. If he's arrived from the Gemara in Menachos, maybe skip that paragraph the first time around because you're going to get distracted. You do the whole Rav Chaim without it, but then go back and do that paragraph and look up the Gemara in Menachos because that's a very fascinating Gemara. Yeah.
Dog, did you do cold stuff? Cold stuff?
Yeah.
Did it? You read the whole chapter?
No, I don't read the whole